This is a Fox News alert. A train derailment in Missouri. I'm Lisa Lacera. Multiple injuries and reports of fatalities after an Amtrak train derailed. Officials say the train was traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago when it went off the tracks.
Photos shared on social media appear to show several train cars overturned. Amtrak saying in a statement there were approximately 243 passengers on board with early reports of injuries, explaining the train struck a dump truck at a public crossing at about 1:42 p.m. local time, adding local authorities are currently assisting customers and it has deployed Amtrak resources to assist. Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers also responding.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, a football coach who was fired after kneeling to pray after games, has won his challenge at the Supreme Court. Joseph Kennedy would pray at the 50-yard line. The high court ruling the firing was a violation of his First Amendment rights.
I just can't stop smiling and, you know, thank God and thank everybody that supported me.
Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the majority, arguing the prayer did not require student participation. Justice Sonia Sotomayor warned the opinion sets a perilous path of forcing states to entangle themselves with religion. A near-total abortion ban temporarily blocked in Utah, the latest state where lawsuits are playing out after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Another hearing tomorrow for the House Committee investigating the January 6th riot.
After a series of hearings over the past 2 weeks, no additional session was expected until after Congress returns from its Independence Day recess next month. So far, the committee has not indicated what new evidence is being revealed or who will testify. The committee has focused on what it says was a multi-pronged scheme by former President Trump to overturn the 2020 election results.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Wall Street, the major indexes ended the day slightly lower. The Dow lost 62. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The manslaughter trial against the parents of the Michigan high school shooting suspect will not be moved to another county.
In Oakland County, Michigan.
The motion for change of venue or veneer is denied.
Though Judge Cheryl Matthews siding with James and Jennifer Crumbly's arguments that some evidence in their case, such as the condition of their home, would not be admitted at trial. Both Crumbly's are accused of manslaughter for allegedly supplying the gun used and of failing to stop their then 15-year-old son, Ethan Crumbly, from last fall's mass shooting at Oxford High School that left four students dead and seven others hurt. The Crumbly's lawyers also saying their son may be called to testify at his parents' trial that for now is set for October. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Ukrainian officials say dozens of civilians are feared dead or injured after a Russian missile strike hit a shopping mall in a city in the central part of the country. A new survey ranks the best cities in the world to live if you want to work remotely.
The number one city in the world to work remotely is Kansas City, Missouri, according to a survey by Icelandair, which ranked places according to ease, safety, and how healthy it is to work in them. The city of 500,000, also good for those who want a vacation where they live. It boasts a strong art scene, barbecue, and jazz, and draws more than 25 million visitors a year. It beat out others on the list, including Vienna, Austria, Wellington, New Zealand, Copenhagen, Denmark, and Frankfurt, Germany. The research, taking into consideration factors such as internet speed, quality of life, and cost of living. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth is making public appearances again. She traveled to Scotland today and attended a royal ceremony where she was handed the keys to the city of Edinburgh. The visit comes 3 weeks after her platinum jubilee, marking her 70 years on the throne, though she only made a few appearances during the four-day celebration. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.